Welcome back to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm joined in the studio by the Baltimore author Madeline Misko. She's got a new novel, and it's called Bringing Vincent Home. Madeline, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, our paths have not crossed in quite a while. It's been, I don't know, 10 or 12 years,
yeah.
Mid-90s.
Yes.
I knew you as a poet back
Correct.
In the days, and you did a wonderful concert with us in the Baltimore Choral Arts Society in the mid-90s, and you and several other poets. So I know you as a poet and was a big fan then, and I'm now a big fan of you as a novelist. This is a wonderful book. Tell us how you divide your time between prose writing and poetry.
Well, I think there are a lot of poetic elements in the novel, so I'm still a poet writing a novel. But actually, I kind of have to compartmentalize things.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm working on the novel, I have to take time out to write the poetry. So, and I'm now working on another novel, so, you know, I'm dividing up the time.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first novel?
It is my first novel,
wow,
yes,
great. Well, you know, you're not the first person to tell me that. I was talking to Daniel Mark Epstein, a while back, and he said that he needs to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It is, it's a very, you know, so you can only write poetry, you know, in one run, and then he switches to novel writing. I mean, it really, does it take different sides of the brain, do you think?
It sure does.
Different approaches? What's different about it for you?
Well, with poetry, it's all-consuming. If I start working on a poem, I don't even want to get started unless I know I have a large block of time. It's kind of funny because it seems like a smaller form, you know, the more compact form.
Mm-hmm.
With fiction, once I get started on the story, I can be more pragmatic with my time. I could say, oh, well, you know, I got a couple hours to work on this chapter, and I can kind of jump around. But poetry, it's all consuming.
Hmm. Do you think one comes easier to you than the other?
I had to learn to write a novel. I really had to learn. This is a learning experience for me. So I felt left less sure. So I'm learning.
What do you think you learned in that process?
I learned about structure. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about structure. This is like the third version of this novel, and I learned what makes a good story, beginning, middle, and end, and I had good teachers.
Did you map it out in advance?
No. There are a number of people who give different advice about how to write a novel. Some of them say you tell yourself the story and, you know, you write it as you go along. Others say you should always know where you're heading, at least the end. I began just telling myself the story, and I got pretty far along and realized I was boxed into a corner, and then I had to really think about structure.
So did it change a lot then from that point to what we've
done? Yeah, I changed the point of view. The first chapter is not the first chapter that I wrote. Although the first chapter is in the novel in other places, I move things around.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah. That's Madeline Misko. She teaches writing in the Johns Hopkins Advanced Academic Programs here in Baltimore. She's with me here in the studio. Her new novel is called Bringing Vincent Home. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1 WYPR. So let's talk a little bit about the novel, Bringing Vincent Home. What's it about?
It is based on my experiences as an Army nurse during the Vietnam era. I did not go to Vietnam, but I worked on the burn ward at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. And, you know, I never really wrote about that experience at all. I have one poem that I wrote about it, but that's it. I just kind of set that period aside. And I guess about 10 years ago, I began to realize that maybe I should write about it. And it was difficult because I had forgotten a lot. It was hard to remember exactly. And I realized then I probably wasn't working on a memoir. I was working on fiction. And that was a good way to go.
Mm-hmm. So the protagonist is Vincent, or I suppose the point of view comes from Vincent's mother, Kitty Duvall.
Right.
And Vincent is a soldier who's been injured in Vietnam. He's
Correct.
Been burned very badly. So he's in the burn ward at a military base in Texas, in San Antonio.
Thank you. summed that up very nicely. Thank you.
And are there resemblances then between you and the protagonist of the novel, Kitty Duvall? I mean,
well, Kitty Duvall is obviously a speaker who's a lot older than I am right now. She's in her 80s, you know, and so she is more like the age, well, she is the age my mother would have been when I was there. So what I did was, rather than choose the point of view of the young nurse that I was, I would have been the age of the young nurses there in the novel. I decided to choose, you know, someone who was a mother of a, so I took the family point of view rather than the medical point of view. Not just because I couldn't remember exactly, but also that was the stage of life I was in. Mm-hmm. I had children the age of the young, I hate to call them boys, but they were boys at that time. And that was more alive to me when I was writing, what it would feel like. I could access that better. And it really worked.
Well, so Kitty lives in Baltimore, and she travels to San Antonio to be with her son while he's being treated for his burns. Let me ask you to read the very beginning of the book, the prologue that starts your novel, Bringing Vincent Home.
Sure, I'm happy to. I like it that on Fridays, that this group of women sits silently at the curb, dressed in black, and holding up calls for peace to the cars passing by. But week after week, as I held the number of the dead on my lap, something was gnawing at me. Was it enough? One day I sat down at the computer the children gave me for Christmas and began to write For All I Was Worth. My name is Kitty Duval. I'm 84 now, and I know my memory isn't perfect, but in the writing, I lived it all over again.
Madeline Misko reading from her new novel, Bringing Vincent Home, here on 88.1 WYPR. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. It really does begin like a perfectly plausible, true memoir, doesn't it? And your experience as a nurse in the burn ward, you're with people at an incredibly vulnerable time in their lives. I mean, I must imagine that this would have a profound influence on you as an observer, as a poet, and as a writer, hasn't it?
It has. It is remarkable to me as a writer that I didn't address that material sooner. I think that when, you know, I'm a writer who's also a trained nurse. So I think when you're in that kind of a position, you just have to do what you have to do, and you only take in so much that you can handle. For example, I'm writing from the point of view of a family member, but as a young nurse, in truth, I really do not remember dealing with family members there. I know they were there because I asked. Mm-hmm. I've asked other people who work there. They were there, weren't they? And they were like, yeah, they were there, but you just do what you have to do. I was very young and very unsure and just had to just keep working. Sort of tunnel vision.
Well, the book is delightful. I really, really appreciate your coming in, and
thank
I enjoyed
you.
Reading it. Madeline Misko, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The book is called Bringing Vincent Home. Madeline Misko will do a reading and book signing tomorrow afternoon at the Ivy Bookshop, a terrific locally owned bookstore on Falls Road here in Baltimore. Starts at 1 o'clock. We'll have information on our website at wypr.org. This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall.